Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. E.Y. Harburg, better known by his nickname Yip, was considered to be Broadway's social conscience, a lyricist with an ability to craft a lovely, expressive verse, but also the empathy to make that verse about something outside of a simple love song. I'll be saluting the songs of Harburg this hour, including his familiar favorites like April in Paris or It's Only a Paper Moon, sung by Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, and more. But we'll also hear some of his more socially conscious songs, like the heartbreaking Depression-era song, Brother Can You Spare a Dime? It's Over the Rainbow, the songs of Yip Harburg, coming up next on Afterglow.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your windowpane to a place behind the sun, just a step beyond the rain. Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere. If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow.
The most iconic song by Yip Harburg, which he wrote with composer Harold Arlen for the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz. That was Ella Fitzgerald with Over the Rainbow, the winner of the Academy Award for Best Original Song, the winner of the Song of the Century by the Recording Industry of America and the National Endowment for the Arts, and the winner of the Best Film Song of the 20th Century by the American Film Institute. The song perfectly captures that monochrome longing for a technicolor world that Dorothy experiences in the film. Harburg, the humble lyricist, gave most of the credit to Arlen, saying, quote, "I happened to hitchhike on his coattails." Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring the songbook of E.Y. Yip Harburg. Isidore Hochberg was his name when he was born on April 8, 1896, but he later adopted the more American name Edgar Harburg. His nickname from youth was Yipsel, shortened to simply Yip, so we often know him today as Edgar Yipsel Harburg, or more commonly E.Y. Harburg. Harburg's parents were Russian immigrants living in New York City, and his poor upbringing made him socially conscious and sympathetic towards the fight for economic equality. He met Ira Gershwin in high school, another child of Russian immigrants, and found in him a like-minded love for theater. The two remained close through college, and Gershwin helped introduce Harburg to the works of Gilbert and Sullivan, which sparked in him a lifelong love of music and wordplay. After college, Harburg went into the appliance business, writing lyrics on the side. However, like many in America, his business was ruined by the stock market crash of 1929. He was penniless, and it was then that Harburg decided to pursue his passion, writing for the stage. Ira Gershwin connected him with composer Jay Gorney, and the two hit it off right away, composing songs for Broadway shows like The Ziegfeld Follies of 1931. The biggest hit for the duo came in 1932 for the small review show Americana, a song inspired by the realities of the Great Depression. Instead of trying to write a song of uplift, like so many Depression-era songs, Harburg penned a heartfelt lyric that brought truth and identity to the thousands of blue-collar Americans who now found themselves standing in breadlines through no fault of their own. It's a song, more than almost any other, that captures the verisimilitude of poverty. And let's hear that iconic song now. Here is Bing Crosby in 1932 with Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? On Afterglow.
They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower up to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodly-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with the drum. Say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Why don't you remember? I'm your pal. Say, buddy, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, ah, gee, we look swell. Full of that Yankee doodly-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell. And I was the kid with a drum. Oh, say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Buddy, can you spare a dime?
Bing Crosby in 1932 with Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? That lullaby melody was by Jay Gorney, the heartbreaking lyrics by Yip Harburg. Yip Harburg's other notable collaborator around this time was composer Vernon Duke, a Russian immigrant who got caught up in the American musical theater scene, likewise inspired by the Gershwins. The two began working together on and off as early as 1930, but their most memorable song was written in 1932 for the review show Walk a Little Faster. It was called April in Paris. Duke was quite familiar with Paris, having premiered classical ballets and symphonies there in the 1920s. Harburg, on the other hand, had hardly traveled beyond the Lower East Side, so his descriptions of spring in the City of Love came mostly from what he could glean from travel brochures. That's quite an imagination. Composer Alec Wilder, in his book on American popular song, referred to it as a perfect theater song. Here is Billie Holiday in 1956 with that song now, April in Paris, on Afterglow.
April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace. Till April in Paris, whom can I run to? What have you done to charm of spring? Never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace. Till April in Paris, whom can I run to? What did you mean to? What have you done to my? is there to say and what is there to do? The thrill I've been seeking has, practically speaking, come true. So what is there to say? And what is there to do? I knew in a moment contentment and home meant just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your wonders are quite unforgivable. You're made to marvel. And words to that effect. So, what is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your beauty is quite unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So what is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock.
Two songs with music by Vernon Duke and lyrics by Yip Harburg. Just now we heard Chris Connor in 1957 with What Is There to Say, and before that Billie Holiday in 1956 with April in Paris. In 1932, Yip Harburg had met composer Harold Arlen when they were both working on a review show together, and this meeting sparked a years-long partnership that fostered some of the most well-known songs in all of American popular music. One of their earliest was a song originally titled If You Believe in Me for the show The Great Magoo, but later revived and rewritten in the 1933 film Take a Chance. In that motion picture, it became known as It's Only a Paper Moon. And let's hear it now. This is Frank Sinatra in 1961 with Arlen and Harburg's first collaboration, It's Only a Paper Moon, on Afterglow.
It is only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. We'll without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Bonham and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
A star, a song unsung. Life was so new, so real, so bright. Ages ago, last night. Today, the world is old. You flew away and time grew cold. Where is that star that shone so bright? Ages ago, last night. To think that spring had depended on merely this, a look, a kiss. To think that something so splendid could slip away in one little daybreak. So now, let's reminisce and recollect the sighs and the kisses, the arms that clung when we were young last night.
Two songs with music by Harold Arlen and lyrics by Yip Harburg. Just now we heard Tony Bennett in 1992 from his album Perfectly Frank with a song that Harburg considered to be one of his best lyrics, Last Night When We Were Young. They wrote that song about heartache and loss in 1935. Before that, Frank Sinatra in 1961 with a more optimistic Arlen and Harburg song, It's Only a Paper Moon, a song co-written with Billy Rose. In the mid-1930s, Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg moved out to Hollywood, along with most of the big-name Broadway composers, where they made their name as songwriters for the budding genre of the Hollywood musical. The two lucked out by being attached to one of the biggest productions of the era, 1939's The Wizard of Oz. And let's hear one of the songs from that film now, one that showcases Harburg's clever use of wordplay and rhyme. Here is Ella Fitzgerald from her Harold Arlen songbook album with Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead on Afterglow.
Ding Dong, the witch is dead. Witch, oh witch, the wicked witch. Ding Dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy head, rub your eyes, get out of bed. Wake up, the wicked witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go, below, below, below your hoe. Let's open up and sing and ring the bells out, ding dong, the merry-o. Sing it high, sing it low. Let them know the wicked witch is dead. yo-ho, let's open up and sing. And ring the bells out, ding-dong, the merry-o. Sing it high, sing it low. Let them know that wicked witch is dead.
Ella Fitzgerald in 1961 with Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg. That song, quite cruelly, became a charting pop hit in 2013 when former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher passed away. Not sure what Harburg would have thought about that sort of use for his song, but, you know, as a lifelong champion of liberal social causes in support of economic equality, I'm sure Harburg would not have been a fan of Thatcher's conservative economic ideals. We'll hear more from Yip Harburg's songbook in just a bit, including more songs informed by his social and political beliefs. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow, I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the songbook of lyricist Yip Harburg this hour, and where we left off, we had been discussing his partnership with composer Harold Arlen. After their monumental success working on the score for the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz, Arlen and Harburg wrote music for a few more projects, both in Hollywood and on Broadway. Let's hear two such songs now, beginning with a song that the two wrote for the 1943 film version of the all-black musical Cabin in the Sky. We'll start with a recording from 1947. This is Miss Peggy Lee with Happiness is a Thing Called Joe. On Afterglow.
It seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. He's got a smile that makes the lilacs want to grow. He's got a way that makes the angels heave a sigh when they see little Joe passing by. Sometimes the cabin's gloomy and the cupboard's bare. But when he kisses me, it's Christmas everywhere. Troubles fly away. Love me good, that's all I need to know. Seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. Does he love me good? That's all I need to know. Seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. Little Joe. Little Joe. My Joe.
It likes to flow. Eagle, it likes to fly. Eagle, it likes to feel its wings against the sky. Possum, it likes to run. Ivy, it likes to climb. Bird in the tree and bumblebee want freedom in autumn or summertime. Ever since that day when the world was an onion, 'twas natural for the spirit to soar and play the way the Lord wanted it, free as the sun is free. That's how it's got to be. Whatever is right for bumblebee and river and eagle is right for me. We got to be free, the eagle and me. Likes to flow. Eagle, it likes to fly. Eagle, it likes to feel its wings against the sky. Possum, it likes to run. Ivy, it likes to climb. Bird in the tree and bumblebee want freedom in autumnal summertime. Ever since that day when the world was an onion, 'twas natural for the spirit to soar and play the way the Lord wanted it, free as the sun is free. And that's how it's got to be. Whatever is right for bumblebee and river and eagle is right for me. We got to be free, the eagle and me, 'cause we've got to be free, the eagle and me. We've got to be free, the eagle and me.
Two songs from composer Harold Arlen and lyricist Yip Harburg. First in that set was the song Happiness is a Thing Called Joe, sung by Peggy Lee in 1947. That comes from the film version of the groundbreaking all-black musical Cabin in the Sky. And just now, Carmen McRae in 1958 with The Eagle and Me. That comes from her album Birds of a Feather. The Eagle and Me was originally written for the 1941 Broadway musical Bloomer Girl, a show set in the Civil War era, which dealt with racial prejudice, women's liberation, and, importantly, the idea of freedom. This song is performed by an enslaved person describing their right to freedom, singing, "Ever since that day when the world was an onion, 'twas natural for the spirit to soar and play the way the Lord wanted it, free as the sun is free, that's how it's gotta be." In 1941, as the American Civil Rights Movement was in its early stages, a message like that rang loud and true. And that's the way Yip Harburg wanted it. In 1947, his alignment with left-wing causes like civil rights and economic equality put him on the Hollywood blacklist. But that did not prevent him from writing for the Broadway stage. He and writer Fred Sadie collaborated on the musical Finian's Rainbow with composer Burton Lane. The show, about a leprechaun in a mythical southern town, is used as the backdrop for social commentary against bigotry, corruption, and greed. The show was a huge hit, running for over 700 performances and producing several notable songs. Let's hear a few now. First, here is Dinah Washington in 1956 with Harburg and Lane's Look to the Rainbow on Afterglow.
On the day I was born, said my father, said he, I've an elegant legacy waiting for ye. 'Tis a rhyme for your lips and a song for your heart, to sing it whenever the world falls apart. Look, look, look to the rainbow. Follow it over the hills and the stream. Look, look, look to the rainbow. The lark, to the west with the sea, and I searched all the earth, and I scanned all the skies, but I found it all at last in my own true love's eyes. Look, look, look to the rainbow. Stream. Look, look, look to the rainbow. Follow the fellow who follows a dream. Follow the fellow, follow the fellow.
Look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the sky are blazing, their light can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Thank you. something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eye. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the sky blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry with a coon, wanna laugh like a loon. Old devil moon in your eyes, just when I think I'm free as a dove. Old devil moon deep in your eyes lies me with love. With love, with love. Shabba dabba did 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 did.
Two songs from the 1947 Broadway musical Finian's Rainbow by Burton Lane and Yip Harburg. Just now we heard Old Devil Moon, sung by Anita O'Day in 1960, and before that Look to the Rainbow, sung by Dinah Washington in 1964. Yip Harburg and Fred Sadie collaborated again a decade later on the musical Jamaica, this time working with composer Harold Arlen. Like on Finian's Rainbow, the plot of Jamaica dealt with several political issues of the day: nuclear proliferation, commercialization, and exploitation of the non-white residents of Jamaica. Some of Harburg's politics were subdued by the producers, but other messages still made it through, although a little more subtly. Let's hear a song from this show, as well as a couple other Yip Harburg tunes. This next one is an earlier Arlen and Harburg tune that was added to this show. It's a song all about how the legacies of once powerful political figures are often reduced to mere commercialized goods decades after they lose power. This is Blossom Dearie in 1960 with Harburg and Arlen's Napoleon on Afterglow.
Napoleon's a pastry. Bismarck is a herring. Alexander's a creme de coco mixed with rum. And Herbie Hoover is a vacuum. Columbus is a circle and a day off. Pershing is a square, what a payoff. Julius Caesar is just a salad on a shelf. So little brother, get wise to yourself. Life's a bowl and it's full of cherry pits. Play it big and it throws you for a loop. That's the way with fate. Comes today we're great. Comes tomorrow we're tomato soup. Napoleon's a pastry. Get this under your brow. What once used to be a rooster is just a duster now. Dewberry is a lipstick. Pompadour's a hairdo. Queen Mary just floats along from pier to pier. Venus de Milo's just a pink brassiere. Sir Gladstone is a bag, ain't it shocking? And the mighty Kaiser's just a stocking. Tsar of Russia is now a jar of caviar. draw is a black cigar. Yes, my honey lamb, Swift is just a ham. Lincoln's tunnel, Coolidge is a dam. Yes, my noble lads, comes today we're fads. Comes tomorrow we're subway ads. Homer is a swat. Get this under your brow. All these big wheel controversials are just commercials now. Better get your jug of wine and loaf of bread before that final bow.
Tired of you when stars are tired of gleaming, when I am tired of dreaming, then I'll be tired of you. This I know is true. Winds are tired of blowing, when grass is tired of growing, then I'll be tired of you. Beyond the years, till day is night, till wrong is right, till birds refuse to sing. Beyond the years, the echo of my only love will still be whispering, whispering. If my throbbing heart should ever start repeating that it is tired of beating, then I'll be tired of you. Beyond the years, till day is night, till wrong is right, till birds refuse to sing. Beyond the years, the echo of my only love will still be whispering, whispering. If my throbbing heart should ever start repeating that it is tired of beating, then I'll be tired of you, of you, of you.
Sky above and ask the earth below why I'm so in love and why I love you so. Couldn't tell you though just why I'm yours. When you went away, you left a glowing spark. Trying to be gay is whistling in the dark. I am only what you make me. Come take me, I'm yours. How happy I would be to beg or borrow for sorrow with you. Even though I knew tomorrow you'd say we were through. If we drift apart, then I'll be lost alone. Though you use my heart just for a stepping stone, how can I help dreaming of you? I love you, I'm yours. How happy I would be to beg or borrow for sorrow with you. Even though I knew tomorrow you'd say we were through. If we drift apart, then I'll be lost alone. Though you use my heart just for a stepping stone, how can I help dreaming of you? I love you, I'm yours.
Billie Holiday in 1947 with the 1930 Yip Harburg and Johnny Green song I'm Yours. Before that, Lena Horne in 1955 with the Yip Harburg and Arthur Schwartz song, Then I'll Be Tired of You. And starting that set, Blossom Dearie in 1960 with the Yip Harburg and Harold Arlen song, Napoleon. That last one comes from the musical Jamaica, which starred Lena Horne. As the 1960s began and newer generations embraced social change and music's power to inspire, Yip Harburg surprisingly denounced a lot of this new protest music. While he may have agreed politically with socially conscious folk singers, he disagreed with them musically. Beyond 1960, he had very few successes, and he passed away at age 84 in 1981. With his lifelong desire for the progress of humankind towards freedom, justice, and equality, there remains an overriding message of hope in many of Yip Harburg's songs. To close off this hour, I'll feature the man himself performing his most imaginative and iconic message of hope. This is Yip Harburg live with his original song, Over the Rainbow, on Afterglow.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'd wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops,
that's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over that rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I? If any little bird can fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Yip Harburg, live in New York in 1970, performing his original song, Over the Rainbow, which he wrote with composer Harold Arlen for the 1939 film, The Wizard of Oz. And thanks for tuning in to this Yip Harburg edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.